Hi everyone, I'm Nada Rothbart. I live here in the beautiful town of Sonoma, California, and I love it. My hope with this podcast is to introduce you to what it's like to live and work in Sonoma by sharing the personal experiences of notable personalities from our community. As a global real estate advisor with Engel & Polkers, I am fortunate to assist national and global buyers coming to Sonoma. Welcome to my podcast, Sonoma Voices. Welcome back to another episode of Sonoma Voices. And today is joining us Michelle Dale Jernigan. Welcome to our new episode, Sunny Sonoma Day. I am so excited to ask you, Michelle, more and more about what have you been doing, what are you doing, and especially about G3.
Thank you, Nada. Thank you.
When did you have an idea? I know you have two other women co-founders. Tell me, what does it stand for, and how did that idea came about? And we'll talk more about this later.
G3 stands for Gather, Grow, and Go. We're firm believers that when you gather with folks that maybe you wouldn't otherwise, you will grow in ways that you wouldn't expect and hopefully go out into the world and make a different type of impact. Ripple effect is what we call it, a positive ripple effect. The growth happens in the gathering. We're firm believers of that, whether it's two of us or whether, as you experienced a few weeks ago, a room full of dynamic humans. And it also stands for three girls, because we were three women sitting around brainstorming this idea. 10 years ago this month was our first meeting to brainstorm the idea. And it'll be 10 years in November that we had our actual first event.
10 years.
Time flies
when you have fun. I have a feeling it's maybe the year before C word, COVID. Mm-hmm. Hey, no, I know, 10 years.
Yes.
Gather, grow, and go.
Correct. And the concept was that we felt there were a lot of ways to, you know, go eat raw food and do yoga on a mountaintop as far as retreat life. And there were also a lot of ways to grow professionally, to go to a business conference and grow professionally. But there was all that space in between, not just women that humans have, but we were focused at the time on women, all that space in between financial stability, friendship, grief, wellness, motherhood, empty nest syndrome, divorce, you know, all those other things that are such a huge part of our lives. So we talked about the many hats we wear. And so these conferences would touch on the many hats that we wear and try to create a space to talk about it, continue the conversation, and back to the word grow, create some growth around it.
Wow, incredible, Michelle. Really incredible work. The first and only experience, my pleasure. My first and only experience with G3 gathering was the night before March 8th. It was so funny. It's so typically American celebrating International Women's Day Eve.
I like Eves. Christmas Eve, birthday Eve, New Year's Eve. I like the Eve.
There was how many? 30, 50 women?
We were actually 55.
55 women, beautiful food, two speakers. The feeling, the minute I walked in that space, I felt accepted, welcomed. People were rushing over to introduce themselves and network and talk. And we sat down, we had an amazing food, local food from local restaurants that use the best ingredients. I know
and
that
female chefs.
Female chefs. Christina's from a Lebanese restaurant, Christina's Spread Kitchen, always a winner. I don't remember the other one. Can you mention
Delicious Dish. Lauren is the owner and chef.
Delicious dish. I haven't been there. I'm yet to go, except for I tried her food. It was everything. All you can drink wine. I'm not a wine drinker. And then a kombucha, something for everyone. Okay, that's food and drink.
Yes.
Conversations, the speakers, so much vulnerability, so much honesty and safety. That's what I felt. I
And
felt.
that's really what we try to focus on is how do you just help people own their story? You have a beautiful story. I have a story. We all have a story. And by having speakers tell their story, it tends to prompt the conversation and it tends to encourage and invite all of us to become a little bit more comfortable and grow more comfortable in our own story.
We all have our stories. Stories are, I'm a little bit of a student of storytelling. Stories are living and circulating.
Circulating.
Circulating. Stories are circulating in us until they're told. For the speaker, storytelling is also sharing, and storytelling is healing for the storyteller. And also, when we hear somebody's going through closing the restaurant, putting everything they have in that restaurant and closing, going to a dramatic divorce, going through anything. And all of us have our mountain to climb over, all of us. As a result, there's so many positive things. And one that I'm thinking right now is growing closer and growing the deeper intimacy of a group.
Community, Sonoma, this is a beautiful podcast about Sonoma, and Sonoma is a community, and we build community by getting to know each other. We build community by telling stories and trusting people with our stories, because the minute the story isn't told is when the rumor starts. And when the false truths and when the fear sets in. And so the more we build community through storytelling and through truth telling and building each other up through the wins and the losses, that's when true community has an opportunity to be healthy and to create healthier people.
We truly have a beautiful community in Sonoma. I don't know if you knew, this is my fifth country I lived in.
Wow.
Different places, different languages. The minute I stepped my foot at the square of Sonoma, I felt the energy. Of course, you and I know each other from practicing yoga together. Yoga community is another incredible community of people oriented towards health and building the community, being part of this beautiful Sonoma community. It is unique and special. We love other places too, but this is the best in the world. I have just few to compare with.
I'm also a firm believer that you get what you give. And in order for a community to thrive, we have to partake in it. We have to be a part of why it is healthy and why it thrives and why it's a good place to welcome newcomers and tourists and friends and family and folks from all over the world. So oftentimes when somebody seems discontent someplace, whether it's here or someplace else, and I also tell my girls who are away at college this, put yourself out there, find something, do something, partake in some way, shape, or form to get yourself involved and to help the community be a better place. Because oftentimes I think as humans, we wait for things, we get comfortable in our ways and we wait for things to happen for us or to us. And oftentimes we have to be a little bit more proactive. And I believe Sonoma is a place that welcomes and encourages folks to do that in many, many, many ways, shapes, and forms.
I can tell you Sonoma is a place that welcomes. If you have something to offer, if you're working hard, I mean, this is just such a working hard. If you have something to offer, contribute, if you're service oriented, and all this good stuff. Regardless of where you're from, look at me, there are many people in this town that didn't even know where Yugoslavia was before Bosnian War started and then brought the Yugoslavia and Bosnia on the map. Before that, people, when I travel, would say, I knew someone from Czechoslovakia. I said, yeah, that's another country.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Sonoma is such a beautiful blend, as I'm sure other places you've lived, but Sonoma highlights it quite beautifully. A beautiful blend of people that grew up here and really truly have never left, blended with folks like yourself and myself that have come from many different places and many different lifestyles prior. And so I think something magical happens when you try to merge the old with the new, I guess, for lack of better word off the tip of my tongue right now. But the authentic with the folks that want to be here and create new and beautiful energy around celebrating what is. So that is the other thing I, going back to Sonoma, love is how many people I know that have lived here for a really long time and celebrate what it used to be. And I think sometimes we have the opportunity to build a better bridge between what was and what is. And that's also really important in living here, is celebrating what was and continuing to grow what can be and what is.
Yeah, preserving what Sonoma is in a good progressive way, adding on as far as new humans that can bring their talents, bringing more charm, because it's definitely a charming place. Na
Yes.
combination of nature around us and everything that is. I will tell you, for me, is my hometown, really hometown where I was born, had a square like this. Not too many cities have a square. And I lived a couple of years in Paris with my son. When I came to Sonoma to see the yoga studio first day ever, I parked at the square of Sonoma and I thought, this is my hometown. It's called Subotica. I will not ask you to repeat that word. With cathedrals and the city halls, just like we have here. And also reminded me of a Parisian little neighborhood with Boulangerie
Absolutely.
at one side and Sebastiani Theater with so much charm and history. And I ran into Sebastiani and talked to Roger first time when I came here. And he says, have you been, do you live here in Sonoma? I said, no, I just came first day. And I had 45 minutes conversation asking, where did you come from? Just the feeling of I came home. I came home.
Well,
Sonoma.
they say energetically that circles and squares create something really positive too. So there's something about the history that all four sides of City Hall are the exact same thing, so that different commerce didn't have the backside. So just energetically, I do believe that the square creates something pretty special as well.
Oh, we can feel
And the
it.
park, I mean, who doesn't love a park?
Maybe every time I mention, somebody told me that these trees are 100, 150 years old. Just this giant tree and beauty and energy and a little pond with ducks,
Amazing.
benches.
That was also at the format and fruition coming to bringing G3 to fruition was one of the things that we really wanted to do was celebrate what Sonoma was. And so by bringing, folks from all over the United States in for these conferences, it was a way for us to, what we say is celebrate our bounty, the bounty and the food and the people and the wine and the beauty and the nature, and use that beautiful backdrop at the time during the months of March or November, because that's a slower time of year here. And it really helped wineries and restaurants and hotels bring in business midweek when they would normally be slow, but celebrate the bounty and the feast for the senses that we have right at our fingertips. So that really invited us to not really have to do so much work with the backdrop, but really truly create what was happening in the room.
Yeah, exactly. It's right here. Stage is already set by nature.
You're so
I,
blessed.
when, the first time a few weeks ago, when you and I talked about meeting and talking about G3, I think you mentioned something, or maybe it's my imagination, that the part of the idea is to bring younger girls, like a girl that we had last time as a guest, to bring a
Esme.
young as my
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. Wow, what an experience. Younger girls to join, to learn from us, hopefully, and to grow with us, and then we can put them out to go, GGG, put them out to go with our guidance and support.
Well, that multi-generational interaction, regardless of how it comes about, is just so powerful, right? We can learn from them, they can learn from us, helps us stay current. It helps them, appreciate where we've been and what we've been through. And so, we've had G3 Girl Weekends. We've had young women attend things that people think only older women attend. So it's just creating a format where it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter where you come from. There's a place and a space. And by inviting Esmeralda and folks like Esmeralda to participate, which we've done for many years, it allows us all. I don't know about you, but I couldn't help but think back to when I was her age. And I'm sure at some point in time she's going to reflect to something somebody said or something somebody encouraged her to continue to do that evening, that will hopefully empower her the other way around. So.
She was impressive. I was thinking the entire time she was speaking, she was giving us a speech that she was going to compete with. I forgot where and when.
So
I was.
she is the student of the year for Boys and Girls Club. So she had already competed once in order to become the student of the year for our Boys and Girls Club here in Sonoma, which is an incredible organization. And another thing that's beautiful about Sonoma are all the nonprofits that we discussed a little bit that evening. And then by winning the local competition, she moved on to regional, and now I believe she's moving on to state, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
And talk about storytelling, right? That was basically what we heard was her story.
Such a courageous young lady.
Yes. And I will say, and I'll make sure to let you know about it next year, but Boys and Girls Club has that Student of the Year award given each year, and the public can listen to all of the students' finalists speak. And it's one of my favorite evenings of the year to hear all of the kids that have, courageously put together their story and share it with those in the room.
It's all about storytelling.
Yes, absolutely. So our G3 Girl Weekends that we've had three of were quite powerful. We've had mother-daughter days, and then a lot of this work has helped us move into leadership development and intact teams having an opportunity to do the work that can help them be more efficient and work stronger as a team. Because ultimately, we're all a team in some way, shape, or form. But if we can go into a company and help them become stronger, more efficient, communicate better, have common values, there's also a lot of power in that teamwork and that leadership development.
Of course it is. Of course, this is brilliant. I think generations, maybe our grandparents and their grandparents' relationship with kids, and especially mom and a daughter. Maybe I'm speaking from my family bloodline, was mom, I love you. Go to your room and study. Using more of an imperative tense to talk to kids. Today, we are, I feel, everywhere in the world, maybe civilization came to that point that we are ready. Everywhere in the world, and this organization's G3 is an example. We're together. We're, like you said a few minutes ago, we're learning from each other.
Well, we're craving connection, is
We're
what I am.
craving connection.
We're craving connection. And part of it's because past generations were forced to connect by living under the same roof and or, you know, just different traditions or cultural aspects of how life looked for them. And then I think on the other end, we have technology now that they didn't have. So, you know, yes, it was a be seen and not heard back in the other, you know, old in the past. And now I think people do want to be seen and heard. And unfortunately, technology and our devices and us living further apart from our families are preventing us from that. So it's somewhere in the middle, right? Where we bring back generational interaction and where we put our device down and hopefully just find a way to be healthier from connecting with each other and having the ability to look at someone in the eyes, having the ability to talk to a stranger. Those are superpowers.
Yes, they are. Well, we talked about Charm of Sonoma. Well, when you put down the technology and when you're not working with G3, how are you enjoying Sonoma? What
Oh,
aspect
what a great question.
of
That
Sonoma?
is such a good question. I would say one of my happy places is my bicycle. I have a cruiser bike, and I just love driving around Sonoma on my bike. It's mostly flat around here, obviously, unless you get to the hiking trails, which I also like to tackle. But a cruiser bike and flat roads and beautiful little bungalows and wineries and trees, and especially springtime and fall, all there really isn't a season that doesn't invite me to get on my bike and cruise around and get lost, if you would. Hiking. I spend a lot of time on Overlook and Bartholomew and Ravenswood. Just sanctuary of nature and seeing things change right in front of our eyes from week to week. Friends and family and cooking. I love, love, love slicing and dicing and chopping and putting flavors together and going to the farmer's market and buying produce and seeing what I can come up with and just having a few friends over to eat and drink together. Trying the local wine is one of my favorite things to do as well. I would say those are the top three: my bike, hiking, cooking, and enjoying food with friends.
Yeah, we have nature here 2 minutes from everybody's house. It's a hiking trail, bike path downtown Sonoma, a little bit of a car drive to half an hour maybe an hour to the coast, 3.5 hours to Lake Tahoe. We live in a luxury, and I was this morning at 7:30 I had a Toastmasters meeting.
Oh, nice.
Rube is in Tahoe and I hop on Zoom. And I was and I don't know if you're familiar, I was a table topic master, which means I come with 10, 11 random questions and they don't get to prepare. It's all spontaneous and I call on names. And one of the question was this morning, what is the definition of luxury for you?
That
Please.
is such a good question. The definition of luxury for me is having inner peace and inner joy and trust in how I'm walking through my day. So, the luxury of appreciating where I live and who I live with and who I spend time with and being given the freedom to allow my, desire to connect my creative passions and juices to be put to fruition to make a difference is luxury for me. The other luxury for me is finding complete, like my family giggles all the time about how much I love where I live. So to me, there's such a luxury in having truly found home. And then I would say it is 50 minutes to the coast. You know, 2.5 hours without traffic to Truckee in the mountains and skiing, which I did this past weekend, and
Okay.
45 minutes to San Francisco. So that's also luxuries location. I don't take a minute of it for granted.
I loved listening to you. I'm so glad I know you, and I know you wouldn't say buying a new Tesla is a luxury. I know you wouldn't say that. The luxury is a feeling and a gratitude. And I see tears in your eyes and a little
Yep.
bit in
Yep.
a little bit in mine.
Yeah. The other thing that's a luxury is health. Health, health, health.
Totally.
Having family that has unfortunately suffered with health issues, I think we too often take good health and don't realize what a huge luxury that is as well.
Yeah. When I, in my culture in Serbia, when we were little, during holidays or New Year's, grandmas my age now would say, as long as we are healthy. And I remember being 5 and 10, like, of course we are healthy. Now, I'm saying, as long as we have health, everything else will be.
And
Now,
also peace. You know, we talked about it a little that night, you and I, but you know, not to take peace for granted because there are so many places in the world that, you know, peace is not. And so although we do have our stuff and our issues in this country, I don't take a minute of having the freedom and the joy of living in a peaceful place for granted either.
same here.
Beautiful question.
Living through not peace, and still having not peaceful areas in the world right now in several places. Yes, every morning grateful for the peace and sun and health and a beautiful area where I live and where I get to help people with what I do.
I love that. I think the other important thing to bring up about Sonoma too, because when I first moved here, I was working a traveling job and I could fly in and out of Sacramento. I could fly in and out of Oakland. I could fly in and out of San Francisco. Now, the luxury of flying in and out of Santa Rosa. So to live in such a remote and beautiful, thriving, cultural, natural place, and yet an hour in four different directions is an airport is pretty special as well.
It is. Michelle, I knew it's going to be a rich and wonderful, engaging conversation with you, my dear. Thank you so much for being a guest of today's episode of Sonoma Voices. And with what you do, I am in goosebumps right now, all
Yeah.
over. I am so inspired love what you do. Women our age will be deeply connected, forming deeper intimate relationships. And we are what you're doing is giving hope to these young ladies to learn how to be now and in the future, and how to be women and continue this with generations to come. And there is a beautiful hope right now in my heart for the new generations of women because what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation to slow down and reflect and, you know, just really think about my why. And I don't take for granted this opportunity. So thank you very much, because oftentimes we're moving from thing to thing to thing and we don't slow down long enough to reflect. So thank you for this reflection time.
If you would have me, I would like to be part of every event you're organizing. I'm here. Please
Thank you.
give me a call, invitation. I would be honored to be part of this special,
Thank
special
you.
organization.
And just for anyone that's interested, g3sonoma.com is the best place to learn more about us. And feel free to reach out. We're willing to get involved in anything that you know can help make the world a better place. Our community is really important to us.
Thank you for everything you're doing and enjoy this fabulous day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Sonoma Voices. We hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. If you want to know more about our beautiful Sonoma, please email me at nrothbart@yahoo.com. And remember to follow the podcast to keep updated when we release new exciting voices.